I'm Katie Harrison, and this is the Awaken Your Glow podcast. Together, we are going to create a new way of being radiantly healthy. And in the process, we will have so much fun. Hello, my friends. Welcoming you to another episode of Awaken Your Glow. Feeling into this present moment, just feeling openness and appreciation and joy. In Alaska, we have our green leaves back. And it is such a vibrant energy that surrounds me in this moment around my cabin when I'm walking in the woods. It's tangible. It's this energy of life and spring and joy and the color green. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, well, spring green, kind of chartreuse. It just feels so full of new life. And I'm excited to share with you today because I just love it when I have these moments of awareness and clarity, and they unfold in the most delightful and profound ways. And I just get this itch to share with you because these are the juicy little life tidbits that I want to talk about. So I have so much appreciation that you're here to share them with me. So thank you. Well, my husband and I were out on a date night, having a bit of bubbly in the big city. We were just chatting away. And then Tom described a certain woman as, quote, an extremely remarkable physical specimen, end quote. And that, of course, is like nerd code for hot. And when he said that, I had the awareness of a jolt of discomfort in my physical body. Now, I know that former versions of myself would have had a whole variety of reactions to this. Maybe I would have numbed that discomfort. Maybe I would have stuffed it down. I could have possibly held on to silent resentment for my husband and then started collecting evidence about why he didn't love me enough. I might have started harboring jealousy and animosity towards that woman. I might have even have said something snarky to my husband to inflict discomfort in him. Oof, that's a hard one to admit. But those mind techniques, I realize, at one point in my life, all served the purpose of keeping my ego safe by avoiding feeling the discomfort, which is really the not enoughs. I'm not enough. But as I love to share, I knew now when I felt that discomfort, there was something to release. But in that moment, I decided that I was just going to save that feeling for later. It didn't feel like the funnest time to go into that feeling and see what was behind it. I was just going to kind of put it on the bookshelf. And I promised myself that I would come back to it when I had more space and quiet. I knew that this was just my sticky subject popping up again, and I was making a decision not to get all tangled up in it while on date night. So now I'd love to share kind of in detail what went down or what unfolded the next morning. I got up, I made my coffee, I got my inner being journal. And I'm going to share this with you because this process has expanded my life experience into so much more joy and trust and love. So as I'm sitting in quiet, I summon up awareness for the stories and emotions that my husband's comment had triggered in me. First, on top of everything, I could feel this judgment that statement had actually triggered me. That was so shallow and unevolved to be triggered by my husband admiring someone's beauty, right? I was judging myself for feeling discomfort at Tom's observation. Now, that's just pure resistance, judging what is. The emotion came up in me, and then my mind started to judge me for having that emotion. When I have the awareness of I'm judging what is, I can usually release that judgment lickety-split because I know the judgment is covering up what is. And how crazy is it to resist what is? I have been practicing the knowingness that this old story, this old emotion is old. And I know that it was popping up because it was a little remnant of the story to be felt and then released. Every time I do this, every time I create the space to actually feel a feeling, I expand into a truer, freer version of myself. So once I was able to have the awareness of the judgment, then I went into my body, if that makes sense, to feel for any lingering emotions. Now, I wasn't looking at any sort of stories about why I had this emotion. I was just seeing, is there a feeling? Is there a sensation? Is there an emotion still in me? And when I went within, I could feel a sense of sadness and shame, and I could feel it in my throat, like a tightness in my throat. I often feel feelings here. It was like kind of the itch, like when you want to cry, but I didn't feel like crying. And my body directed my presence into making these noisy exhales. I think I've talked about them before. It's like in yoga, I think it's called lion's breath. You stick your tongue out and go, so I was making those noises, kind of like a cat with a hairball or whatever. And I just put my focus on that. And when I continued, I could feel that dense emotion lighten right up. It didn't take that long. No judgment if it does take longer, but it really didn't take that long to feel the feeling, bring my presence to it before I could feel it pass on through. From that fresh energetic perspective, I had the awareness that my mind had been saying this story to me, that because this particular woman was so damn hot, I was not enough for my husband. Well, no wonder those feelings came up. When I opened up to my inner being in my journal, after feeling the feelings and I just kind of opened up to receive anything, here's what I heard. Can what he said about the woman be true without meaning anything about your physical form? For example, she is an extremely remarkable physical specimen, period. Whoa, I immediately felt truth resonate in my being. It felt so profound. And maybe you're smiling because you've already discovered this truth, but that aha for me felt like absolute freedom. I'm just going to emphasize the difference. What my mind had been saying was, she is an extremely remarkable physical specimen, and I am not enough. Now, those two clauses, before and after the and, they don't have to go together. Without comparison, I don't have to judge myself. I don't judge myself without comparison. I'm free, absolutely free. So what I've just related to you is my personal process of detangling old stories and emotions, feeling the feels, and then expanding awareness from a place of truth to reclaim love and joy. I do have a little side note to share. Notice that I didn't say, and I am too, at the end of the statement about the woman. For example, she is an extremely exceptional physical specimen, and I am too. I didn't add that. It was a period, the guidance I received. Doing so, I think at that time would have felt like one of those flimsy band-aid mantras that feel fake. We say them, but we don't really feel them. My peace in that moment came from the recognition that it was absolutely awesome that the woman is so beautiful. It's awesome, period. And then I am absolutely free from the icky that accompanies self-judgment. Knowing the truth of your own unique brilliance comes most profoundly from releasing all the stories and the beliefs that are not you. There's really no need for fake mantras. When you release what you are not, your radiance Your brilliance, your uniqueness shines through. Here's another little side note that's pretty fun. When we feel the feelings that we are most afraid of, we're invincible. When we feel the feelings we're most afraid of, we're invincible because then we're not scared of those feelings anymore. So I felt so amazing. I couldn't wait to share that whole unfolding with Tom. I hadn't said anything to him before this. We'd had our date night, we'd watched a movie, and I'd woken up and had this unfolding, this processing, this releasing, and then I couldn't wait to share it with him. And the most delightful coincidence was that Tom could apply this to a situation he'd experienced recently. And it was involving me. Isn't that so funny? I'd come home from a visit to a neighbor's new building project, and I was raving about the creativity and the inspiration behind this project that I just witnessed. Now, Tom is a builder, and he admitted that he'd felt the zap, that zap of ego jealousy, and that his mind was telling the story that I don't get as excited about his building projects. Guess what? There's the not enough story again. Now, when I shared my inner being insights, he could apply it directly to that experience he'd had. Our neighbor is a creative and inspired builder. Period. The truth of this is so absolutely beautiful. When we stop comparison, we are free to be our own best humans. When we release the energies of sadness, not enough, shame, jealousy, and we create from the universal energy that flows freely when we're not blocking it with judgment, then we become fearless, joyful, love-radiating creators. I'm hoping right now you're having some awareness of different ways that you've compared yourself to others on the planet and experienced the not enoughs. And if you think it would be fun, I have some journaling prompts for you to really dive into this on my website, wakenyourglow.com, on the blog page. And if you are signed up for my newsletter, they'll come right to your inbox. It would be so much fun for me if you wanted to share any awarenesses that you're receiving, any questions you have about comparison. I would love if you want to reach out. Thank you for being here with me, sending that vibrant green energy of new spring leaves into your experience. I so loved sharing this joyful space with you. I can't wait to do it again. In the meantime, please email me your questions, Katie at awakenyourglow.com. Sending so much love.